Higher education is just one of the state functions about to be hit by budget shortfalls. The UH Board of Regents is raising alarms about a nearly $100 million expected loss in revenue, possibly starting this November. One critical piece of information is still needed for detailed planning. University of Hawaii Board of Regents Chair Ben Kudo says the magnitude and urgency of this pandemic prompted the Regents' call for a plan of action.
The worst thing you can do in a crisis like this is not be proactive and plan and make decisions. You can always adjust in the future, but if you sit hoping, then your options get reduced when it's time to make a decision, and we don't want that to be the situation.
The Regents have asked the UH administration for both 2-year and 10-year plans going forward.
And we know that because of the types of measures that we potentially might be taking, the vision of what our university will be 10 years from now is going to be different than what it is today.
Kudo says federal aid is in discussion in Washington, but may not be coming soon.
We have reserves that we can dig into that would cover us, depending on our burn rate per month, would last us about a year or less. Once those reserves are gone, we have nothing left. So we are keeping the reserves to be used strategically for those types of expenditures that we need absolutely.
Planning for this crisis follows a major humanities reorganization at UH Manoa. The new College of Arts, Languages, and Letters, or CALL, combines 17 departments and around 300 permanent faculty. It's the largest college at Manoa now, with 3,200 students enrolled in arts, languages, literature, and Pacific and Asian studies. On word of the Regents' request for a budget-cutting plan, more than 800 people signed a petition calling for deliberation and transparency.
We didn't believe that the resolution was necessary because a lot of what they're stating is already in place.
Christian Fern is executive director of the UH Professional Assembly, UPA. He says a certain rapport has developed with the university's administration.
They've been talking about retirement incentives. I think they're considering possibly what would a furlough look like. The difficult thing is to know exactly what dollar amount is there. And then I think we can start looking at specific proposals to come up with that dollar amount.
UPA's contract negotiations, as with other public unions, take place directly with the governor's office. Fern says they haven't met since April. The university administration's plan, based on UH figures, is expected in November or December.
Sooner the better, because a $100 million gap is coming on us by November of this year. Every month that goes by that we don't implement the cost-cutting measures means that savings is reduced. And if your burn rate is $50 million a month, 1 month of not implementing something is very, very significant.
About 10,000 people work in the university system on its 10 campuses across the islands. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.